Hello.
Hey, is Wayne in?
Yes, mate.
Hey, Wayne, this is Sam at Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Doing fine. How about yourself, Steve?
Hey, not too bad. No major complaints. So it looks like I got the application that you faxed over here. Just wanted to give you a call. Did you have a couple of minutes to talk right now?
Sure, I'm driving down the road. It's a great time.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Yeah, so it looks like you're looking for some working capital. Is that the case?
I am.
Okay, all right. Okay, so why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking for? Give me an idea of what we're working with here.
Okay. What I got is I've got one existing credit. It's not a credit card loan, but I got one existing loan from BizFi, and I owe like $55,000 to $60,000 on it. And what is happening is, when I got this loan, I originally got it for $70,000, and then I was able to add on to the loan for $50,000 and then another $30,000. But I can't get the total that I need to make things work smooth. It's like I can only get it in little bits and pieces, and it just doesn't all work out the way that I need it to.
I see.
Variation in my cash flow. I do got a positive cash flow coming in the store every day, but it's often that it happens probably 5 to 8 days a month. I'll have days where I'll have more going out than I got coming in, and the other days I got way more coming in than I got going out. But it makes my account go in the red and out, in, out, in, out, all the time. It just bounces back and forth.
Sure.
I can't afford to go get new customers. I can't deal. It's more or less become a game of daily survival when it really doesn't have to be. I am paying out the yin-yang and fees and NSF fees and
Yeah.
all this stuff that doesn't need to be. It's like a terrible punishment for the funds being low on the daily operating side. And it just kills you. I bet I will almost guarantee you that I pay out $3,000 plus a month in this fees that are unnecessary.
Yeah. Okay. All
Kills,
right.
and it makes it hard. It's very hard to catch up like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially if, when you're taking out that loan originally and then they're only giving you bits and pieces, sounds like they're just giving you kind of a band-aid that isn't really fixing your problem. But
And makes
yeah.
it go, it prolongs things, and then it's a short payback term, so you're paying back. I'm paying back like $480 a day or $475 a day, and it makes it tough. I've
Yeah.
got next month. I've got something coming up where we got what we call the state fair comes into our town, and when it comes into our town, that's going to be the miserablest 2 weeks that I'll go through. And during those times, my cash flow is not going to be plentiful like it is now.
Oh, I
And
see. Yeah.
it's going to hit. I've got to make a, I've got to be prepared for that. If not, I'm going to end up with more penalties and more this and more that.
Okay.
So I really need to do something before the first week of next month.
Okay, first week of next month. All right. I gotcha. I gotcha. Okay. So how about this? What do you have any idea of how much you were looking for in total?
I was trying to look for about $200,000 on a 3-year note.
Okay. Okay. And so on that, out of that 200, we would do, if you have the 55 that you owe to BizFi, part of that it would go to pay that off. Is that in line with what you're looking for?
Provided, okay, now that is provided on what it costs. I don't know what it's going to
Sure.
cost,
Sure.
but that, yeah, because I don't want that much coming out of my account today.
No, I can understand that. I can understand that. Okay. All right. So a
Well,
couple questions for you to see kind of where what's going to be available, okay? So to start with, what do you do for your gross annual sales, the top line revenue?
Right, it's going to end up being about $9 to $9.50 a year.
Okay.
Just about $1 million.
I gotcha. All right. And I'm sorry, how long have you been in business?
I've owned the store since 2010, January 1st, 2010. The store's been operational since 1984.
Oh, okay. All right, and are you the 100% owner?
I am.
Okay, and then how about as far as your personal credit goes? What does that look like? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle? What are we working with?
It's terrible. It's bad, 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 bad. Me and my wife, I had to word this right. We just about divorced over this because I could have saw my way out of this. I saw all of this coming on me, and I couldn't do nothing about it. I should have refinanced my house and used the funds from that. I'd have been set, but that ain't what happened. She didn't want to do it. She held it up.
Mm-hmm.
I held it against her. I probably shouldn't have, but anyhow, she put a chokehold on me, and I couldn't do nothing about it. So I wasn't able to use the resources I had at hand to make things easier. And that's why I had to go with the Biz 5, because they didn't require my house.
Sure, sure, yeah. I got you. It just wasn't enough in total to be able to cover your cash flow issues.
Correct. It wasn't. Because by the time that I had got to where I was desperate at the time, I had to use the funding to pay back stuff that was created.
So
I really used the funds to better the store. No one's back almost called it up, and then you got interest on top of that. It really made for a nightmare.
Yeah, I can see it. I can see it. Okay. All right, so I got a pretty clear picture of what we're shooting to do here. Now, what I'm going to, I'll need a few things from you to get you approved. The next, I know we're working on somewhat of a short timeline because we want to get it in place before the fair comes in. So, in order to get you approved, I'm going to need a few things from you. It looks like I have an email address. Is it protire1@aol.com?
Correct.
Okay, I can send this to you in an email, a list of everything, but I'll go over it with you right now. So I know you faxed over the application. I'm actually going to give you a different application to fill out. It's similar to the one that you sent, but it's more specific to the program that I'm going to get you into. So I'm just going to need the application. I'll need 6 months of the business bank statements. And then you guys take credit cards from your customers?
We do.
Okay, so I'll need 4 months of the merchant processing statements to show the credit card transactions.
Okay.
And then the most recent business tax return that you have, do you have 2015 finished?
No, but it should be finished this week because I filed an extension.
Oh, okay.
The extension runs out, so my accountant is actually finishing it up. So I should be having that available. It's not going to be as the rest of the years, but I've got all the other years I've been in as well.
Okay, how about this, Wayne? What we'll do is I'll have you send me the 2014 tax return with the 2015 extension. That way we can get this thing going now, because I know time is kind of an issue. So the 2014 will work fine if we have the 2015 extension. Does that make sense?
Okay. That does.
Okay, and then the last thing that I'll need is the first page of the contract that you have with BizFi, because like I said, what we're going to try to do is get you that overall total loan to pay off BizFi and give you cash on top of it. So if you can send me the information that you have with BizFi, we can go ahead and streamline the process.
Right, I've got to find that page, but I do know that I've got a website that I can go to that shows all of their stuff on it. I can give you those passwords if you can find what you need.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, we can work through that. We can work through that. What I would say is I'll send you the email right now. Let's get the application, the bank statements, and the merchant statements in with the tax return, right? And then we'll tackle the BizFi as we need. But I know time's an issue, so let's just get the ball rolling. Let's get some options on the table, and then we'll work with the best that we have from there.
Okay. Now, I got a question.
Yeah.
gentleman from a company. He says that they have like a credit department, and if I'll give them like $2,000, they'll work on my credit. And in 30 days, they'll have my credit up enough that I'll be able to get a decent loan from somewhere. Usually when stuff sounds to be true,
yeah,
it is. You know of it.
Yeah, and you know, from my experience, there I work with a lot of customers that are kind of in that situation. There's really no quick fix. 30 days is a short time to change it. If what exactly do you know? Maybe what the score is, what your credit score is.
Well, I looked. He had me go on to Equifax and create an account yesterday. And the lowest score was 490, and I think the highest score was, it was from three agencies was like 510 or 520. It was like very bad.
Okay. All right. Now, do you know, have you gone into bankruptcy or anything like that?
I have not gone into bankruptcy.
Okay. Okay. All right. So, you know, as far as repairing that, it's absolutely something you should take steps to do. A big factor is kind of, you know, your current available line of credit. Do you know, is it completely used up? How much is available to you? Because that's a big factor that can change it pretty quickly for you.
Yeah, I ain't got a clue. I don't know. I mean,
I'll tell you what, Wayne, part of the process here is we absolutely do look at your credit, you know, as part of the process. So what I'll do is when we get this packaged all together, we get the application, I'll run your credit and I'll go over it with you. And I'll let you know what areas you need to focus on, what areas you have control over. And I'll tell you exactly what's causing that score to drop down. Because it will be in your best interest moving forward, not just now, but, you know, everything in the future to get that score up. But right now for this program that I have for you, credit isn't really a major factor. It's more going to be based on your sales for the business. So the loan itself is going to go on the business credit, not on your personal credit. So it's not going to over leverage you and create more debt for you. Instead, it's just going to go on the business credit. It's going to help build the business credit. Also, you know, I'm sorry, just a second. Okay, yeah. So basically what I'm saying is the credit that you have right now is not going to disqualify you from the loan. The loan is going to be based on your sales. You guys have pretty solid sales around $1 million, so it should be able to get you the cash that you need, and then we'll work together to improve that credit. Okay, so now, like I said, the next step is going to be to get you approved. So I'm going to send you the email right now with that list. And then as soon as you get everything back into me, I can usually get you an answer in about 24 hours. Does it sound like everything you have on hand, get it back to me pretty easily? Okay. Because if you can get it back into me today, I should be able to get you an answer by tomorrow. If not, we'd probably be looking at next week. But I know we want to move it as fast as possible. So I'll send it out to you right now. On the email, you'll have my direct contact information. So if you have questions about anything, you can give me a call. You can call me, you can email me too, and I'll get right back to you.
Okay. All right, no problem.
Okay, perfect. So I'll send it your way right now. Check it out, and if you have some questions, give me a call, and I'll be looking to get everything back from you either today or tomorrow.
You got it, brother.
All right, thanks a lot, Wayne.
Thank you. Bye.